From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is attacking companies involved with the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico for what he called finger-pointing and irresponsibility. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports he also ordered a thorough review of the agency that oversees drilling.
President Obama met with cabinet secretaries about the oil spill in the morning. They flanked him in the Rose Garden as he used his strongest words yet against BP and other companies.
I did not appreciate what I considered to be a ridiculous spectacle during the congressional hearings into this matter. You had executives of BP and Transocean and Halliburton falling over each other to point the finger of blame at somebody else.
He said no one knows exactly how much oil is leaking into the Gulf. What matters most, he said, is that it needs to stop. Scientists who reviewed new video footage of the leak for NPR calculated that the spill may be 10 times bigger than the Coast Guard's estimates. BP disputes those results. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, the White House.
Coast Guard Commandant Thad Allen says getting an accurate measure of the oil flow from the ocean floor is limited by technological capabilities.
We're operating in an environment where there's no human access. And the only parameters we have are a two-dimensional video presentation and any remote sensing we can do down there.
The administration has barred new permits for offshore drilling until a federal safety review is complete. Critics are fighting to prevent the practice altogether, but yesterday they were dealt a blow when a federal appeals court decided not to stop Shell Oil from drilling exploratory wells off Alaska's coast. NASA is counting down to the final planned liftoff of Space Shuttle Atlantis from Kennedy Space Center in Florida this hour. The orbiter and its six-member crew will head to the International Space Station on a 12-day mission. Judith Smelser has more from member station WMFE in Orlando.
Atlantis has seen many firsts in its 25-year history. It was the first space shuttle to launch a planetary probe in 1989 when it sent the Magellan probe on its trip to Venus. It was also the first shuttle to dock with the Russian space station Mir in 1995. So it's fitting that Atlantis's last scheduled flight will include another first when it delivers a Russian-built component to the International Space Station. Robbie Ashley is Atlantis's payload manager.
Not only is it the first Russian module to be launched or flown to station on the shuttle, it will be the last also, so a first and a last.
The module will provide a new docking port for Russian spaceships, as well as additional storage space for the station. For NPR News, I'm Judith Smelser in Orlando.
Retail sales were up in April, and so was consumer spending in the first 3 months of the year, that according to the Commerce Department today. But U.S. stocks continue to lose ground. At last check, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 200 points at 10,582. This is NPR News. Many Americans place their children in some type of child care while they go to work. A new study in the journal Child Development looks at whether the quality of early child care continues to affect kids when they reach adolescence. NPR's Elise Spiegel has the story.
The researchers from the National Institutes of Health wanted to see if the academic and social performance of teens was affected by their early experiences in child care. To do this, they studied about 1,000 kids in different kinds of child care outside the family, everything from daycare centers to in-home nanny care. They followed the kids for over 15 years. They found that early child care did continue to affect children's lives, even into their teens. Children who were in high-quality care in the first 4.5 years of life were less likely to act out or engage in risky behaviors as teens. They were also slightly higher on measures of academic and cognitive performance. Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Washington.
The death toll in Bangkok is rising. Bangkok street battles between troops and anti-government protesters have been raging for hours. At least 7 people are now reported dead. Thai troops fired rounds on the rioting crowd. They were also seen using tear gas on red shirt protesters who were hurling petrol bombs. The demonstrators have been camped out in Bangkok's upscale business district for months, demanding new elections. The FBI's investigation of the attempted bombing in Times Square is focusing on how the main suspect, Faisal Shahzad, received money. 3 other Pakistani men arrested yesterday in connection with the case told investigators about an informal network of money brokers. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.